Well, and last night, the same thing that happens. Well, isn't it? Why don't they play the third period first?
Wash, rinse, repeat.
Seriously.
Yeah, that's what we've been saying.
Play the third period first. Mm-hmm. They get down early.
Yeah, can we hypnotize these guys and make them think, all right, boys, big third period, 20 hard ones for 20 cold ones. Let's go, boys.
It would be nice. Greg, do you remember what you said to Chris Mason? You and Mace had a good conversation the other day about not having a lot of room for error, not having a lot of margin for mistakes with this Predators team right now, because if you make big mistakes, you're not going to have much of a chance against significantly better competition. Fellas, last night, let's just put slow start. I think that's an easy one to agree on. Yeah. Let's put 5-on-3 for 145 failure. Let's put Rocco Grimaldi offsides on a play that ends up being reviewed, taking a goal off the board. Let's put Roman Josi's weak retaliation to two clean hits that disallowed a Philip Forsberg goal. How many game-breaking mistakes can a team make when they already know that they have almost zero room and margin for error against the top clubs within the division? I just listed them off so that the game might make a little bit more sense to everybody. This team had given up 5 shots on goal last night in the first 2:44 of the game. Roman Josi got dusted like a turnstile, standing still at the blue line, beaten in a physical battle, and the puck just taken to the net. Easy shot on goal right there. You saw the Preds get caught flat-footed yet again in the first several minutes of a game, and you ask, why can't we get the third period effort that you get in the first period? I'll tell you why. Because the other team isn't already up by 3 and have taken their foot off the gas.
That's a great point.
Guys, it's easy to score when the other team has decided the game is over. At 3-0 last night, I'm sorry, yet again, this game was over. Yes, they scored some goals. Yes, they mounted a comeback. However, when you make the amount of critical mistakes that you made in this game, how can you ever expect to beat one of the top teams in the division? They had every opportunity last night. Home ice, 5-on-3 power play gifted to them. Their defenseman shot the puck over the glass in the first 12 seconds of a penalty kill, giving them a full 5-on-3. They didn't even get a good scoring chance on the 5-on-3. Forget about converting on it. And what hurts me most on that is that the power play had been ticking in the right direction in recent game with Forsberg, with Tolvanen, and with Josi. And suddenly they get a 5-on-3 for almost a full 2 minutes, and they can do nothing with it. And fellas, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you this. Everybody preaches about how the grinders, the tough guys, they need to take it to the star players. They need to drive right to them. Well, when Gudas last night takes 2 runs at Roman Josi, they're both clean hits. They're right there on the line, but they're both clean hits. And when Jordan Tutu used to do that, going end-to-end, knocking guys on their ass, not a single Preds fan complained or thought that that should have been called a penalty. So for Roman Josi, the captain of this team, to take that poor, weak slashing penalty in the offensive zone, retaliating on 2 clean hits, disallowing a goal for his team, it's a failure at every level. That's all you can say about last night's game. And fellas, when you turn the page, you start to look ahead. One more game with the Florida Panthers. If they don't win this game, they'll go 2-3 on the homestand after starting out 2-0, and they'll be 7-7 on home ice this season. What was once an impenetrable fortress, Fort Bridgestone, has fallen.
Just a bunch of things to think about. Yeah,
please.
The Josi one, out of character.
I can tell you why.
Yeah,
why
he did it. Gudas now is a horse.
Man, listen, and he did it to the Preds when they were down in Florida.
Yeah.
And so they knew. This is why Roman Josi, I think, was particularly frustrated. If you look back just a few seconds before that, Gudas took a good, high, hard run at Mikael Granlund, and Granlund was furious. Nobody stepped up to protect Granlund. Gudas gets to stay on the ice. Gudas takes 2 runs at Josi. Josi takes a bad penalty. At the end of it, Gudas gets to take Granlund out of a play. He takes Josi out of a play, and he takes a goal off the board for the Nashville Predators.
A Forsberg goal,
by doing nothing more than being a physical presence on the ice. And I am telling you right now, if Nick Cousins had done the same exact shift on Aaron Ekblad last night, the whatever capacity crowd that was there would have been jumping out of their seats in celebration, talking about that's how you play hockey. One other thing just to mention before you ask any other follow-ups, and I have all day if you guys want to talk about it later, too. When the Panthers were up 4-2, they drive the net hard to get a scoring chance. Rene covers the puck. The Panthers player gets up and starts pushing and shoving every Predator he can find. They're up by 2 goals. They've got 4 on the board, and they've got enough fight in them to still be jumping up and starting their own scrums. The Preds were like, "What's he? Why is he pushing us? What's going on? I don't get it. Where is the heart?
Yeah.
Where's the fight? Where's the pushback?
Where's the Predator way that Poile talked about during the offseason? Getting back to it.
Last night he was on the other team.
Mm-hmm. They controlled that game from start to finish. And I understand it was a 5-4 finish, but really, this game was a much bigger margin than that. And the Preds dropped another one in their rank, and it's a murderer's row on the road trip. We'll talk about that all next week. But if you drop this one, you're a 500 team on home ice with a record of 3-7 on the road. And 8 road games coming up, starting in Dallas, then Carolina, then Tampa Bay, then Florida, then Dallas.
Ugh,
it's a murderer's row, and I say it's not a season-defining road trip, it's a season-ending road trip.
I'm reading what Gentry wrote in the paper about how he kind of referred to the fact that maybe this organization is a little bit delusional about what this team is right now and what they need to do.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be the first time that happened with this organization.
You outlined it beautifully a couple of weeks ago
in your
Predneck Nation rant.
But right now, JB, if the Predator way is 28th in goals for, 26th in goals against, 20th on the power play, and 29th on the penalty kill, and they only have a record of 10-13 and half their wins and points come against the Columbus Blue Jackets, if that's the current Predator way, tear that thing up and rebuild it, because it's not working. And if you go on this road trip after losing this homestand, guys, what if this team comes back with 3 out of 16 points on this murderer's row road trip? What if it actually does?
Then it's time.
And that's a possibility.
It's time to hit the reset
kaboom.
Button.
It's kaboom.
Right?
It's kaboom.
You got to hit the reset button.
And on the way out, we can do this more later. I just want you guys to know, Tampa Bay, Carolina, Florida, 1-2-3 in the division, 33, 33, and 32 points respectively, are 2nd, 3rd, and 4th in the entire NHL. How do you expect to take on the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th best teams in the NHL night after night after night if you don't show up until there's like about 10 minutes left in the game?
They've played 9 games against the Panthers, Lightning, and Hurricanes, the top 3 teams in the division as of today, 1-8.
And it's not looking.
And the other one was the overtime gift.
And I don't have a lot of confidence. And by the way, Joel Quenneville redeems himself, uses that challenge properly last night, gets a goal taken off the board.
That's the first thing I thought
about. I thought, here we go again. There's the gift. Thanks, Coach. Uh-oh, he was offsides. Forget it.
Yeah.
It was a bad night, fellas. It was a bad night at the rink. There was an opportunity there to make something happen. And Florida is a great hockey team, and they are built to compete against Carolina and Tampa Bay. And I said it yesterday, I am the most excited I have ever been about the 2-3 playoff series in the first round of the Central Division this upcoming year, because whoever those two teams are in those slots, they're going to be potential Stanley Cup champions in a 2-3 matchup in a divisional round. It's going to be incredible to watch.